off the album Frampton Comes Alive. Show me the way. It's 14 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And if it's Tuesday, it must be Chatting with Chapman. And indeed, Barry Chapman, a plumbing boss extraordinaire, has been on the wing over Lesotho and far away, taking plumbing, spreading the gospel. And he's back now with information about that trip. And we're going to be talking about leak detection as well. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dave. Shut up, man. Yeah, so I was asked by the Kreis Handwerker Schaft, which is a German institution organization based in Germany, funnily enough. And they are basically the holding, very similar to the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. But part of their thing is training, upskilling, that whole side of thing as well. So they have a lot of training colleges and things. And their massive program that they're trying to push and drive forward at the moment is dual training. So they did I take students from a college that they put a lot of effort into in Imfolozi TVET College in Isikaweni by Richards Bay. And those students come and do work-based placements in my company so that they can get practical experience and then do their three-year term and then qualify. They invited me to please go to Bloemfontein to Mateo TVET College to go and do be the guest speaker for them, just to explain to them all the people sitting there from the private sector and the public sector, just so that they understand in person, from a person who's experienced it, the benefits that come out of it for the students at the end of the day, and the upliftment that that student goes through being able to get that mass amounts of knowledge from a private sector company.
And I presume there are benefits for the private sector company as well.
Well, so you there's tax write-offs as well that are available if you've got all your ducks in a row. You're obviously getting additional funded staff into your company. You know, they're not free labor just to dig all day. They're there to actually learn the job of plumbing.
Yeah, but you're not, the burden of remuneration isn't on your shoulders in that sense. 100%. So it's a win-win.
It is definitely a win-win. And I mean, from my side, to see students grow, people grow. I've had students with me. I think I've had 17 students qualify over the last 5 years, which is pretty cool. And they're not from my area. So they're from Richards Bay, further up north. They're spreading into homelands. There was one particular guy that specifically wanted to become a qualified plumber so that he could take water and sanitation back to his homelands, where the people are still working out of buckets and doing, they've got no facilities there. So those kind of things are really, really inspiring. Mm. And yeah, the chat up in Bloemfontein was really, really greatly received. I had quite a few conversations with people afterwards saying, you know, does it really work that well? I was like, well, the proof is in the pudding. You can see the guys, they're coming out of it, they're happy, they're excited, they're motivated. And with the German KH, Kreis Handwerker Schaft, getting involved in the whole thing, the drive, also assisting with funding of it, it really has stepped up a notch with the education.
It's interesting, you know, we're talking, I've had a long conversation with Francois Rogers, the Democratic Alliance provincial leader in KZN now, and he's in Ballito today to talk politics mainly, but it's lovely to hear the private sector driving the economic development like this, because one can talk a good game forever, and I think politicians are quite good at that, yeah. But when it comes to actual practical implementation, I think it's a partnership. You know, there must be political will, I think, to allow it to happen and to make it happen and to assist possibly. But it requires all of us, wherever we can, to get involved and to embrace the initiative, doing what you do in your sector and in the plumbing world. That's proof that this kind of initiative works, and it works well, and the benefits are there to see.
It really does. So like the training facilities, the guys are pushing for private sector manufacturers and stuff like that to come in with their materials and equipment so that people can get trained on that equipment. over in Germany, it's a bun fight between all the product manufacturers as to who can get into the training colleges and give their stuff to the training colleges.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, if you get trained on a certain item or a certain
piece of kit, you'll use that
piece of kit. You're going to use that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, and that's where we're slowly making progress in SA with that whole mentality change of give it away because it's going to come back to you tenfold. And then also, you know, give your time. You know, it costs you nothing to uplift and upskill someone. It's good for your...
It's that old, give a man a fish, he'll be fed for a day, and teach him to fish, he'll be fed for the rest of his life. It makes...
100%.
It's good sense. But it takes good people, and you are obviously a mensch, as they say in the classics.
Wow, thank you, sir.
On to leak detection now, which is kind of a trending issue because we've been hearing horror stories of how much water is being lost in South Africa due to poor maintenance and just general decay of the old aging infrastructure. And leaks are losing huge volumes. I heard up to 48% of the water that comes out of Umgeni is lost due to leaks.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's in a country that is desperately short of water, that's criminal.
It is, 100%. So yeah, I mean, leak detection is obviously one of our little specialist companies that keeps the water on for you and keeps your bills down. So we recently, over the weekend, we got a phone call from a client saying that they've got no hot water. So we sent out the standby crew to go and have a look, and the guys had a look. They checked the geyser, they checked the power, they checked the thermostat and everything. Everything was fine. Everything was working properly. And then the guy noticed that there was water. He heard a water noise running through the geyser. And the hot water outlets of the geyser ran into the ground and then spread around to other parts in the house. It's a very old house on Sharker's Rock. And unfortunately, with it being a Saturday afternoon, you know, we really can only get the leak detection out there on a Monday morning. The guys on site isolated everything so that the client had at least half a house with water in it. And then Monday morning, the guys arrived on site, did a little bit of tracking around. We purged the lines, put some forming gas in it so that we could get our gas detector out, and did a bit of snooping. And we picked up in the floor of the staff toilet next to the garage, gas coming out the floor, did our audio to pinpoint it, and it was running in the floor right next to the toilet. And it was probably 9 meters away from where the geyser was. We never thought that there were pipes running there because there was only cold water inside in the staff toilet, the basin and a toilet. But it happened to be running to some old part of the building. So, yeah, we literally broke open a 300-millimeter hole and repaired the pipe and all sorted. From the old days where it would be, oh, no, we've got to replace the pipe or track the pipe, trace the pipe, that whole exercise with arriving on site, pinpointing it, breaking it open, repairing it, took 2.5 hours.
Is that what we're talking about? Professional application with professional equipment and state of the art combination of the two, success.
Yeah.
All round. Save you money because obviously you're only out there for 2.5 hours instead of 6, maybe more. And you're not chopping up half the garden and half the house to get to the problem.
They broke one tile.
So it just goes to show when you're dealing with the professionals, that's the kind of service you can expect. And we will catch up again in a week's time with more tales from the... I was going to say, tales from the toilet. Is that quite a catchy tune? Plumbing news with Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.